This answer focuses on the question set all the way through. It establishes the reasons for the introduction of the procedures in the introduction and gives statistical evidence to support the claim that the aim of the procedures was not met. It briefly describes the disciplinary procedures, but does not waste words by describing them in a very detailed way. It continues by identifying gaps in the procedures, and in particular, the criticism of the statutory overruling of Polkey, supporting these criticisms by both case law and comments from academics. In addition, it identifies other unresolved issues of interpretation. It then goes on to describe the grievance procedures and critiques them in the same way. This is important, as the question is not restricted to merely the dismissal and disciplinary procedures. Relevant case law is used with just enough facts to describe the case. Instead of wasting words on too much detail, the answer concentrates more on the decision. The conclusion summarizes the arguments already made and answers the question without introducing new material.